We also scratched the surface of some more advanced Python topics. For example, classes and instances, which are analogous to blueprints and the objects they are used to create, respectively. Classes are extensively used in hazard services to neatly group methods and data for repeated use, such as in calling up the metadata requirements for a given hazard type, as we saw. From a practical standpoint, class structures provide one convenient place to review and edit the behavior of certain hazard services components, like the hazard-specific metadata, and many more. And we discussed class inheritance, which allows multiple classes to consolidate their methods through a hierarchy of base classes and subclasses, the latter having access to all methods in the former and also having the authority to overrule the former. For practical purposes, focal points need to know that methods might be used in a subclass which are actually defined by the base class. Thus, tracking down the code may require moving up the chain of class inheritance to find the relevant file.